This weekend, Indians and Pakistanis around the world will celebrate Independence Day in each of their countries. It's been 68 years since British India was quickly divided along religious lines into two countries. All these years later, people on both sides of the border still have traumatic recollections of that partition.
I mean, you have played with them, you have lived with them, you have eaten together. And the same people coming and burning your houses and killing you and looting everything.
That's Ravi Chopra. He shared his memories as part of a new archive in Berkeley that's collecting the stories of people who lived through the partition. Paul Zaveri brings us the story.
The gate of freedom is open in India. In Karachi, capital of the newly created Muslim state of Pakistan, Lord Louis Mountbatten...
Western media praised it as a triumph of democracy, but about 15 million people were displaced during the partition, the largest mass migration of the 20th century.
My grandmother had told me harrowing stories of the train rides that they took to come to India, and also at one point how she was in a jeep with her brother, and they literally were having to drive over dead bodies of people.
Gunita Singh Bala grew up listening to her grandparents' frightening tales of partition, but it was never taught in her high school history class. Years later, she took a trip to Hiroshima.
I saw the oral testimony archives there, and for me, it was sort of that moment. It clicked. It was like, oh, wow, this is what we need to do. My grandmother needs to tell her own story.
So she created the 1947 Partition Archive in a small office in downtown Berkeley. In the last 4 years, they've collected about 2,000 video and audio testimonies. They plan to publish them in a few years. Some people are telling their story for the first time, like Ali Shan. He was 6 years old in 1947. In this recording, he explains how his life changed when a mob attacked his ancestral town near the newly created India-Pakistan border.
I was standing there not knowing what's happening. The gunman was only about 10 feet away, sort of. You know, he shot at me a few times, every time he missed. So I started running there.
That day, Sean saw his mother and brother murdered, and he was orphaned. It was months before he was reunited with some distant relatives. They'd already crossed the border into Pakistan.
When you don't have a mother, father, and your own home, a family, it's not the same. It never was.
The archive has dispatched volunteers called citizen historians to record these stories. Most stories come from people in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, but many come from South Asians living in the U.S. An event at Santa Clara University spread the word about the archive among the South Asian community here.
At the time of partition, I was 21 years old.
As witnesses tell their stories, a packed audience hangs on their every word.
In 48, I joined the army, and in 49, I got my commission.
The archive's Gunita Singh Bala says hearing these firsthand accounts inspires others to share their stories.
Because partition has been, at the crux of so much politics in South Asia and even war, that a lot of that memory has been sort of shoved under the, you know, carpet. Like, maybe not on purpose, maybe that's just been the circumstance. But yeah, the people haven't had an opportunity to share their stories, and that's the gap that we're trying to fill.
Bala says she regrets that she never got the chance to record her grandmother's story, and time is running out for other survivors.
Those who experienced partition as teenagers are in their 80s today, and those who are young adults are in their 90s and over 100. So there's a really huge urgency in getting these stories recorded as fast as possible.
The 70th anniversary of partition is coming up in 2017. The archive wants 8,000 more stories recorded by then, while witnesses are still alive. For the California Report, I'm Payal Zaveri.